I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we catch up with a where are they now, and where's Katie Kitchis, former Knoxville girls basketball great? Well, where she has been up past four seasons at the University of Omaha, playing on the women's team. And Katie, good to see you again on a night that you finally win a conference game.
Yes, it feels so good right now. We finally got that conference win under our belt, so woo!
And you were an instrumental part of that, 5 of 6 from long range, a lot of splash downs for Katie.
I always try, Derek. You know, I always try. It's just for you tonight or today.
Well, tell me about the game. First half, you know, a little rocky, you know, struggle a little bit, but boy, something else to happen at halftime to flip the switch.
Yeah, the first half, we weren't playing with lots of energy and a lot of fight. And our previous game against ORU, we did lose that game, but we were playing hard and we were fighting and just had lots of energy and playing for each other. And that first half of this game was not the same. And so we came in at halftime and we all knew that and our coach knew that. And so we all were just like, guys, come on. Like, this is not us. Let's just play like us. And so the second half, we just came out, play free, play one possession at a time to get it back, and we got the win.
And you know, I've just observed Coach Banks, so when I'm here and seeing her, I don't think it was a yelling session, it was more of a pep talk, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was more of a, yeah, not like yelling, but just like a, what are you guys doing, come on, like just the belief in us, like let's go, let's get this.
Let's talk about the season. It's not, I think, what anyone wanted, but, you know, how much of a lift was this victory over Denver, knowing that, you know, you've still got maybe a chance to sneak into the conference tournament later on?
Yeah, the whole season has definitely been very rocky and not what any of us expected, and for sure not what we wanted. But we have, now we're back in a little win here, so we're going to try to keep it rolling.
As far as, you know, your time here at Omaha, you're listed as a senior, but I believe you do have a COVID option to take. You know, what's this experience been like for you these 4 years here?
The experience is crazy. It's definitely a roller coaster. You know, you have your highs, you have your lows, but I'm just forever will be so grateful and so blessed that I've gotten to be here for 4 years.
I got to ask, COVID year option, or have you decided that yet?
Yeah, I do have a COVID year, so hopefully this is not my last year.
All right. Well, she's. I don't think she's totally decided, but I think you're looking forward to next year.
Yes, I am for sure.
All right. Well, you know, when you were playing in high school back at Knoxville, you know, and I kind of observed you during the game, and you know, you were kind of taking it in still. Say that little freshman Katie Kitchis out on the court at Knoxville. Do you ever think Division One level, that was a dream, but did you ever think Division One level game going down to the wire that they need your defense or offense in?
Oh man, I mean, no, not in a million years would I ever expect to be here and be playing Division One basketball and be surrounded by such great people and such great competition each day. So it's really just a dream come true, and I will forever be so blessed and grateful.
And Coach Banks brought up some little girls to introduce to you after the game, and you were like that in high school too. You had a lot of little girls looking up to you. What's that like to see maybe the future, maybe not here at Omaha, but maybe at they have dreams of playing somewhere?
Yeah, that is what it's all about. It's all about giving back to those little kids, especially the little girls. You know, they look up to you. And I remember being tiny and just looking at the girls with the biggest eyes, like just in awe, like, oh my gosh, you're so cool. Like, I want to be like you. So I always want to give back, and I try to speak to them, give them high fives, stuff like that. So it was really nice to meet a couple girls after the game.
Going forward in the season, you know, what kind of needs to happen to, you know, get into the Summit Conference tournament?
Yes, so everyone makes the tournament this year, but of course you don't want to be eliminated first round. We want to keep going. So we just need to stick together each and every game. We need to keep playing defense. We have struggled just defensively all year long, so we got to do that. But we have to play with heart and energy and fight every game. And if we do that, we'll always be in it. It's when we don't give 100% is when we're having a rough day.
Conference tournament has been pretty good to Omaha. You made the run last year to the championship game, and you know, I know you would love to go one step further, maybe get into that dance that they all talk about.
Yeah, the amazing part of our conference is that it is such a good conference, you get an automatic bid into that NCAA tournament for winning the tournament. So that would be all of our dreams come true. It would be so amazing.
Katie, good to see you again, and best of luck the rest of the season. And always enjoy watching you play, whether it's black and gold or now black and red.
Yes, it's always great to see you, Derek. Thank you so much.